You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Patience, what are you doing this weekend? Anything fun that would make us jealous?
No, I'm building beds.
You're building beds?
Building beds.
Yeah, my kids got new beds. Big Lots went out of business in our area.
Yeah.
So I got them a new bunk bed that was like $47.
No way.
Hmm.
That's a hell of a deal. I don't even need a bunk bed, and now I want one for $47.
Right.
Well, that's cool. Well, that'll be fun.
Exactly.
Hopefully the instructions are good, you know, when you pull out that piece of paper.
Yeah, or it's not
tells
missing
you how
pieces.
To build furniture.
Well, are they going to be fighting over who gets the top bunk?
No, we've already decided because I have a 2-year-old. So he's going to sleep on the bottom bunk, and then my 8-year-old sleeping on the top
Smart
bunk.
Smart move.
Fair
you
enough.
Don't need that 2-year-old rolling off.
Fair enough.
Exactly.
So you're building furniture this weekend. All right. I don't know if we're jealous of that, but.
We're not.
Works good for you.
Let's play some. Of the deal I got.
The deal is pretty epic.
The deal is spectacular.
It's really good.
Unless it is missing some pieces, but it's a
you know,
great deal.
Little duct tape will fix anything.
It's not sure it does.
It's good to be on the top bunk.
Wow. Tom Hanks. All right, but I get to be on top.
That's right. Big drink.
Let's play Rattle Off. Patience, are you ready for us?
I am.
Okay.
All right. 10 seconds. All right, let's do this. Oh, and by the way, quick note to everybody who's on hold. Our request with Rattle Off, we get a winner, do not hang up, because we still want to chat with you.
Capiche?
And we had great talks with everyone.
Yes, we did.
And besides, Patience may or may not get this. You just don't know.
Yep.
10 seconds, Patience. Can you please give us the names of 5 U.S. presidents from the 20th century?
Oh, boy.
5 U.S. presidents from the 1900s. Ready and go.
Isn't it Ronald Reagan? Hoover?
Yep.
Ronald Reagan, Hoover.
Nuts.
Well, you got a JFK in there. You got Bill Clinton.
Carter.
Ford.
Ford, yeah, many more.
Johnson.
Oh,
Truman,
boy. You
Roosevelt.
Didn't get it, Patience.
Horrible president.
You did all right. You got 3.
Hey, listen, you tried. And you got still got a great deal on bunk beds, so.
That's very true. And they got really nice mattresses, like a CoolSense one, so that'll
wow.
be good.
Okay.
Spoiled kids.
Sounds like you've won anyway. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for being on the show with us.
Thanks. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Thank you.
You. Bye-bye. Here comes Amanda. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
All right, what are your big plans for this weekend?
We are getting our eclectus parent ready to move to California.
You're what?
You're getting who ready to move?
An eclectus parrot. It's an Amazon.
Oh, a parrot. I thought you were saying something about a parent.
I thought it was parent, too.
Yeah, so a parrot as in... So you're moving the parrot.
Mm-hmm.
How do you move a parrot?
Carefully?
Bubble wrap it?
Yes, it's a lot. It's a whole custom. You got to put it in the right cage and make sure that it's in the right climate.
Okay.
Do you put like a
A cover over it, right?
Thing
would,
over
it would
the
freak
cage.
Out. Where are we going? Where are we going? I hate the cold.
All right, so you're moving a parrot. Do me a favor, Amanda. Take that phone
is so bad.
And put it right up to your mouth. I think you're dropping it down below your chin or something. Put it right up to your mouth.
Is that better?
A little bit.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
So,
what about the laws? I mean, does California allow you to bring parrots in?
Yeah, you just have to. It's like through the airline. You just have to make sure that you have it through like an animal care line.
Yeah, I think it'd be fine, right?
Oh, I thought you were driving it out. I didn't know you were flying it out. Oh.
Oh, no, no.
How much did that parrot cost you?
When it was a baby, $3,000.
I figured. Those parents are expensive.
Yeah. She's like, I think, the 3rd or 4th most talkative parrot in the world, and we got her... at like 6 months. We got her as early as we could.
How many words can the parrot say?
She's got about 12 words right now. Her birthday is the day before Christmas Eve, so the 23rd of December. She's 2. So
2 and 12 words.
Mm-hmm.
Any curse words? You can't say them, but I mean, does she know curse words?
No.
What are some of the words the parrot knows?
Shut up, because the kids say shut up to her when she's going crazy.
Shut up! What other words?
Exactly.
What else does it say?
Mama. She says mama, and then she says, are you at work? And then she knows my kids' names, so she'll yell at the kids in their names.
That's fantastic.
What a funny little parrot.
I love it. You know, we had a classic story from our show 20 years ago when I was living down in Castle Rock, and I was out meeting a neighbor. I just moved in, and the neighbor walked over with his African gray, which are really cool birds, and they have a big
amazing
vocabulary. Yeah, aren't they? African gray. And the whole time he stands, so we were standing between our two houses, and this African gray kept going, trouble. Trouble, 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 and we were looking around like
Taylor Swift.
Is there like a what's going on? And then when we turned, we looked at my house. My cat was standing in the door, was a glass door, and was looking out at this giant bird. And the bird was watching that cat, going trouble.
Oh my god!
Trouble,
want to eat me? That's funny.
I will never forget that as long as I live. It was hilarious.
They're so smart. They're so smart.
Well, yeah, they can talk.
You know, the neighbor told me that his African gray kept doing a lot of And what they figured out is that the bird was in the kitchen with the guy's wife, and she was always on the phone. And when you're on the phone, you know, the bird couldn't hear the other side of the conversation, just kept hearing his wife say,
She makes kissy noises all the time.
Well, are you making out in front of the bird a lot or something?
I know. Well, we tell her to give me kisses, and so then when you say give me kisses, you make the noise, and she'll do it,
Oh, that's great. Why are you moving this bird?
Because it's very, very cold here in Colorado, and it's really hard to keep her as humid as it needs to be.
Right, because then you're hot and humid, probably.
It is quite a bit of work.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, and in our area, there's a lot of falcons, and she's a free flight bird, so it's not good to let her go out and fly.
No. Trouble.
I didn't know you. Yeah, trouble.
Trouble.
I didn't know you let them out to fly anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
She comes right back, huh?
Free flight birds. Yep.
No way.
Let me darn.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah, you can't do it right now. You cannot do it right now.
Good God. I'm freezing. All right.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. All right, well, safe travel. What's the bird's name?
Pebbles
the parrot.
Pebbles. I hope Pebbles. Safe travels to Pebbles. Are you ready to play Rattle Off with us?
I guess I am. I've
come
never
on,
this
you
game.
Can do it.
I'm
this
excited.
This is easy. You'll be fine.
Yeah, come on. Here we go. 10 seconds. We were just talking about the Lone Star State a few minutes ago when we did No Filter Friday. I want 5 cities or towns in the great state of Texas. In 10 seconds, 5 cities or towns in Texas. Ready and go!
El Paso. I don't know Texas.
Come
on. Houston.
You've never heard of Dallas? You've never heard of Houston, San Antonio, Austin?
Yeah, no, I've been to El Paso, Texas.
But you've heard of Dallas, Texas.
New Mexico.
Have you heard of Austin?
It's the worst. Okay. Yeah, and you know, it's funny. I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, so I should have known Dallas.
You should have known
Dallas.
You
should have. Yep.
Oh, you're right.
I listen to the show all the time, and I'm like, come on, that was so easy.
That was a really easy one.
It makes sense, I guess. You're really into birds, so of course the Eagles would be your favorite team.
Right. Yeah.
Listen, we really enjoyed talking to you. You have a great day and safe
you
travels,
too,
okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye to Pebbles.
Pebbles is gone.
All right.
Good morning, Amber.
Hello.
Well, hello.
Hi, Amber.
To you. What do you got going this weekend?
No parrots for me. Mm-hmm. I just got my house back from my in-laws, so I'm just going to enjoy that.
What does that mean? Oh, did they leave? Were they in town?
For a couple of weeks.
They were here for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Ouch. Okay. Yeah. Barf town.
Uh-huh. Whew.
You were ready, right?
Yeah.
Get them out of there.
Just enjoying my house again.
What was the most annoying thing that they did? Just being there?
Oh. The Westerns.
A lot of Western movies?
Yes.
A lot of John Wayne?
Yes.
You can say it, Amber. It's okay.
It's all right.
I mean, yeah.
Too many Westerns.
You can say my father-in-law likes Western movies and I can't stand them. Right? Am I right?
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay. So he had like Westerns on every day, basically?
Oh, yeah. We set the remote down. He swooped. That was about the only time he got off the couch, and he swooped and got his Westerns on.
I like the little jab in there, the only time he got off the couch. So you're saying they didn't help out around the house, huh?
Not a ton, no.
No. Well, they're there to relax. They're on vacation.
Man, oh, man. How often do the in-laws come and camp out at your house?
Only once or twice a year.
That's enough, though.
That is a lot. Twice. Ugh.
Twice a year for 2 weeks? Well, that's a month.
We hunkered down in the basement. We took over the guest room because my husband works from home still, and so it was just a lot easier to be in the office area.
Is your husband aware of your disgust for the in-laws?
He shared the same feeling.
He was ready too, huh?
Yeah. We might have to make a hotel rule.
Yeah, it might be time if you guys can't stand it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, really.
They've got TVs and remotes at the hotels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Oh, my God, that's funny. Wow. All right, you ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys in the morning?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Why the big pause?
Like,
you should say, yeah, I'm excited.
Give her something about Westerns and horses.
I would fail still. I just ignored them. No, I just get nervous.
You sound pretty calm and cool right now.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Try this one on, Amber. 10 seconds.
Okay.
5 different pizza chains. Places where you get pizza. Can you think of 5 of them in 10 seconds?
Okay.
Ready? And go.
Papa John's, Papa Murphy's, Blackjack Pizza, Domino's, Pizza Hut, Garlic Knot, Bojo's.
Look at that.
Is that all you got?
She's a winner!
Amber knows pizza pie.
Mm. I like
God,
pizza.
I wish you hadn't mentioned garlic knots. Now I'm not going to get those off my mind.
Oh, my God. I love garlic knots.
Mm. Now you have dinner plans tonight.
Yeah. All right. Listen, you have been a joy to talk to. I'm glad you have reclaimed your home, too. Good for you.
Thank you.
If you will hold on, Josh is going to come chat with you about that prize, okay?
All righty.
Thanks, Amber.
Hold on. Don't go away.
All
2 weeks of in-laws, Jeremy.
No, thank you.
Wow. Jim is a good man. He continued to hold through all of that. Hi, Jim. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
We're great, man.
We're having a great day. This has been a fun week. This is our first week back after being off for 11 days. And I got to say, Jim,
poor
the
baby.
Calls were fantastic.
Poor I know. Poor babies. 11 days off. You sound like the guys on our sports station. They came over here. I think you need more days off. I'm going to go talk to management today to see if we can get you guys some more days off.
But come on. Like, they work at all. Their job is to come in, sit down, and give their opinion about sports.
That's not work at all.
Rough job. I think the Broncos suck this year.
And you know what they do?
I do, too.
That's really tough.
Jim,
right.
And you know what they do during commercial breaks? I see them out in the hall hitting each other with wiffle ball bats. And I'm not even joking.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
They
throw the football around in the halls, and then they hit each other with bats.
And then they come over to us and say, you guys don't work very hard. God, the life of a sports commentator.
It's a hard gig. What do you do for a living, Jimmy Jim?
I'm a professional dog trainer. I got the best job in the world.
That's pretty cool.
Hmm.
Have we talked to you before?
amateur
dog.
You
have talked to me before.
Yeah, I was going to say, that job sounds familiar.
I think we went through all of the list of things to teach them.
Yeah. I remember you, Jim.
So we've already covered all that. Let's talk about your weekend. What do you got coming up this weekend?
I think we're going to go see a cover band, $6 million band, pretty good 80s band.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I like the name of the band.
Big crowd.
Do they focus on like one particular band from the 80s, or are they just all 80s music?
No, this one they do them all. They do lots of Pat Benatar. They do lots of Genesis. Lots of you name it, they do it. So,
well, that sounds pretty cool. I'd go to that.
Great. It is. They got a good following.
Is this like a date night?
It is. My girlfriend and I will be out.
Ooh la la.
Does she like it too, or is she just like putting up with you?
She loves it. She's the one.
She booked
it.
I'm
the one who's the first one on the dance floor, but she's the one who drags us there in the first place. So.
She sounds
fun. You
get
out on a dance floor?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
It's 80s music. You got to dance, right?
You don't have to.
No.
You just sit there and enjoy it.
I'll just stay at the table and drink my beer.
But he's going out with his lady friend. He's got to get his dance on. Come on.
No. I saw that in the Breakfast Club rule book. You've got to dance.
You've got to dance. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You going out to dinner or anything beforehand?
Nah, I'll probably just go by the dispensary and go on before.
Oh, get your pot weed, huh?
No wonder he's out on the dance.
No wonder.
He's dancing. He's dancing really slow.
He thinks he's dancing. He's just standing there.
He's just kind of waving back and forth a little bit.
Are you going to marry this young lady?
You guys are pretty quick for having had 11 days of vacation. Jeez.
We're rested,
man.
That's
why we're quick, because our brains are rested and ready, man.
Get it, Jim?
That was deep sarcasm, but we'll move on anyway. Yeah, she's awesome. She's a wonderful lady.
You going to marry her?
Where'd you meet her?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. We met online.
Oh, okay.
I wondered if maybe she was a client, like you were training her dog, you know, and then she trained you, if you know what I mean.
Sort of true. A little bit.
Really?
Oh.
I use something called, we can talk about, this one's new. So I use something called model rival training. And her dog is the standard poodle that's been trained to do therapy dog and goes to the airports with her. So this dog is great to show another dog what to do. I use it as a model, and the other dog says, hey, I want some treats. I want to do something.
That's so actually kind of funny that you bring in a good dog that's well-behaved and trained, and you make the other dog watch.
There you go.
It's kind of like the equivalent of, why can't you be more like your brother?
Right.
Why can't you be more
like
what
do you do?
Sister?
Do you hold the dog's head and just point it in the direction of this good poodle and make it watch and just hold it? You're going to watch.
Close, but no, I just actually hold up the treats and they're pretty interested. Hey, why is the big poodle getting treats?
Okay. I better sit and be a good boy. Well,
I'll
be damned. I didn't know.
Poodle, huh?
Sounds like an easy gig then for you.
If you make it easy, the only problem are the owners.
Ain't that the truth, buddy?
Dog people.
Seriously.
Yeah.
All right. I love four-legged people, but two-legged people, I could do without.
Yeah. Except your girlfriend.
Except her. She's lovely.
She's awesome.
Yeah. How long you guys been together?
Almost a year and a half now.
Something magical is going to happen. You should propose this weekend.
I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
How would you do it? Would you put it like a ring in, like around a dog bone or something and hand it to
You'd
her?
Probably
like,
put it in a blunt and they'd smoke it. Probably slide it into a bong, it sounds like.
These are good. You guys were real well rested. Not bad.
We just have a lot of thoughts. You know, the interesting thing that you should know, Jim, is that we do use our internal editors, and we only say about half the things that really pop into our head.
Yeah, when we go to commercials or songs, that's when it really comes out.
Yeah.
I don't have one of those internal filters. Where do you get those?
Well, it's because we do a professional radio show. We have no choice.
It would cost us our job.
We have had some discussions in the past about doing an after-hours thing that is for adults only and not on the radio so that we could say what
we want.
Everything.
That sounds like a plan. Not a bad idea.
Not bad, huh, Jimmy?
Yeah, maybe your dog your dog training business could be a sponsor of that or something.
There you go.
I was thinking you could take over for the sports guys who talk about Russell Wilson all day, but,
Oh, my God.
I don't want to do that.
If Jeremy and I did a sports show, though, it actually would be way more entertaining, I think, because Jeremy doesn't like sports.
I really don't.
So his take on things mixed with mine, it would be a blast to do.
It might work. It really might work, yeah. I don't know. Well, Jim, I like you.
We've had fun talking.
You're a good guy.
All right.
Have fun at the 80s show this weekend, all right?
Have a good weekend.
Should we play an 80s song for him right now?
What does he want? You want an 80s song?
I don't even know if I have an 80s song in here.
What would be your go-to, Jim?
I don't think we have anything.
I'd say the Breakfast Club, You Stop the World and Melt With Me. What's the other ones? Anything?
We can do some. You probably got Duran Duran in there, don't we?
That's good. Genesis, I Don't Care Anymore.
Oh, don't put Bon Jovi in.
No, I'm not going to put in Bon Jovi. But
No.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you on that. Duran Duran, I don't know if we've got any that's 80s. We've got like early 90s.
I mean, when did Ordinary World come out?
That was early 90s.
Ah, crap.
We've got Rio.
Nah.
What do you don't like that?
My girlfriend's giving you guys thumbs down on all those except for Rio.
You want Rio?
She likes Rio, huh?
She likes Rio. Even
know. Well, we want to make your girlfriend happy because you're probably not.
I can't even think of the last time we played an 80s song on our show. It's been years.
You got to request it, though, Jim. Request.
All right, could you play Rio by Duran Duran?
Well, here you go. Instant request.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for
What's
tuning in.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Hey, she's Sherry. Shout out to Sherry.
Sherry and Jim kissing in a tree. Listen, you guys have a great weekend, all right?
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot.